Okay, Alexandra, let's discuss what's happening with China, Taiwan, and the website of the US State Department, because you sent me an image of the website, a snapshot from May 3rd, 2022, I believe, May 3rd or
That's
May
right.
7th. And May 3rd,
Whatever.
May 3rd. Anyway, doesn't really matter, to be quite honest. But there's something very interesting in that snapshot with regards to Taiwan and China. What is it?
Well, essentially, what the US is doing, rather not the US, let's not forget about the US, the State Department, what the State Department is doing is that they are edging towards recognition of Taiwanese independence. Now, in the earlier statements that they had on their website about Taiwan, they made it very clear that Taiwan was part of China, that the legitimate government of China was the one in Beijing, and that this was, the policy of the US. Now all of these words have been deleted. They simply refer blandly to certain communiques and agreements that were reached between the United States and China. But they don't talk about Taiwan any longer in quite the way that they did as an integral part of China. So it's another example of the US, or at least the State Department, the neocons, remember, who dominate the State Department. The State Department is neocon central. The neocons are now edging towards US recognition of Taiwan and a clash with China, because that's something that China won't accept. Now, the Chinese are going to be enraged by this. At their last meeting, Xi Jinping accused Biden of lying to him. He said, "You come, you give me all kinds of promises. You say that you accept that, you stick by the one China policy of accepting, China as a whole country, and that the legitimate government isn't the one in Beijing. That's what you tell me in person, and then you go away, and your officials go on doing the exact opposite. So you're essentially lying to me." That was what Xi Jinping said. And Biden said, no, all these promises that I'm making, we completely adhere to the one China policy and all that." Well, Xi Jinping and the Chinese Politburo will look at this and they will see it as a further example of bad faith. So one way or another, trust between China and the US is going to take yet another step towards total breakdown, as it has between the US and Russia. And at the same time, the neocons, having got themselves a war in Ukraine, are now preparing another war, this time with China over Taiwan in the Pacific, because this is where this is heading.
Yeah, it started with the sanctions that they put in place on Chinese individuals a couple of months ago, and here we are, another escalation.
Excellent, absolutely. As I said, these people have no reverse gear, and they won't. Any battle, any war that they can start, they will start, and that's what they're doing now. The US could set out clearly what its policies towards Taiwan are. They could say, we support Taiwanese independence, and try and face down China over that. But not only, I mean, that would be immensely provocative and hugely dangerous. But what the neocons are doing is even more insidious in a way, because they're getting the president to give the Chinese reassurances, which they're not honoring, and in fact, which they're going against. And anybody who has had dealings with, anybody who's been involved in business dealings, any kind of dealings, knows that when trust goes, it goes forever. It is the most corrosive and dangerous thing to simply throw away. And quite apart from the fact that the neocons, as I said, are edging the United States and the American people towards this confrontation with China over Taiwan, they've also wrecking whatever trust now remains between the Chinese government and the US government. Now, you may have issues with China, you may have opinions about Taiwan, but I personally think that the United States should speak with a clear voice.
Yeah, they're trying to bluff Taiwan. The neocons are trying to bluff Taiwan, and Biden is, I mean, he carries no authority, and everyone knows it. By now, I think everyone in the entire world understands that Biden is not really making any decision or calling any of the shots. I mean, that's obvious. But how will the United States be able to take on a two-front war? They've got Russia. Now they're going to take on China. Taiwan can't even get a howitzer delivery fulfilled. They can't.
No.
I mean, they were supposed to get howitzers delivered to them, and now it's been pushed back till 2026 because the U.S. has dumped all of their weapons into Ukraine. They just don't have any more, and they can't make any more because supposedly they don't have the parts because the parts are a lot of the parts are sourced in Russia, of which there are sanctions against Russia. So, I mean, it's a complete mess. How is the U.S. going to do this? It seems like it's an impossible task. Both of these countries. And real quick, I imagine that this is going to embolden China to make sure, doubly, triply make sure that Russia completes its goals with regards to what it's doing in Ukraine.
Well, of course it is. You're right on every point. But of course, the neocons never think like that. They never sit down and ask themselves, what will the other side do? I mean, remember how they were going to crash the ruble back in February, how they were going to do all these great things and they haven't worked out, they haven't worked through all their sanctions policies. They always assume, their belief is always that the power of the United States is so great that in any contest, it will prevail. I mean, it is almost, if you like, a kind of article of faith. And of course, that's incredibly dangerous because the United States is indeed extremely powerful. But power is something you must use wisely. If you throw it away all the time in this kind of way, what you will find is that what you're doing instead is not only are you doing massive damage around the world, but you're throwing burdens upon the American people, which ultimately they will one day, I'm absolutely sure, they will refuse to carry. And besides, I mean, the US is a great power, but its power is not unlimited. Taking on two military superpowers at the same time, not a good idea.
How much more time do we have before things get moving in China or Taiwan? I mean, do you have any types of guesses?
I don't have any types
of timeline we're looking at.
I'm not going to give a specific time, but I'm going to say this. We're moving much faster towards this crisis than I ever imagined possible. Because the neocons are driving events at incredible speed. And this change in State Department, in what the State Department says, is an indicator of this. So the neocons are pushing us ever faster and ever further into a military confrontation with China. They probably calculate the time again is not on the US side here. So they want to get this confrontation done as soon as possible before China becomes too strong. And so I think it could be within months.
What effect, real quick, a final question, what effect will that have on the world economy?
Well,
of this magnitude?
Well, I mean, it's so great, so enormous that it is beyond imagination. I mean, we've seen the problems that, the supply chain disruptions have caused during the pandemic. We've seen the problems that have been caused by the embargoes, the sanctions against Russian commodity trading and things like that. This is going to be on a completely different scale. I mean, it's going to be on another level again. And the Chinese are starting to take note and to start making preparations. There was reports about a week ago, that there'd been a meeting of bankers in Beijing where the Chinese government was talking with banks, Chinese banks, about what would happen and what to do in anticipation of the possible of the US government freezing Chinese treasury bonds, Chinese holdings of US treasury bonds, and seizing Chinese central bank assets in the way that they've done with the Russians. So, you know, the Chinese are already making their moves. They're already preparing. They're already thinking about what to do. But be under no mistake. I mean, you know, this would be on an incomparably bigger scale. China is the major world's biggest single trading economy in manufactured goods. If we are in a crisis with China, I mean, it just doesn't even begin to, it doesn't even bear thinking about what will happen.
All right. I think there's a very clear understanding why the neocons wanted Biden to win so bad.
Oh,
yeah. They knew that if they had a Biden in the White House, they'll be able to run the show.
Absolutely. And they also probably knew that if they had a president with two functioning brain cells to rub together, he wouldn't do, or she wouldn't do this sort of thing. But with Biden, they were certain they would get it. And they have. Well, I can remember you telling me, you know, I think this is not on the program that, you know, we were talking about it, that the United States will be fine unless a certain gentleman got elected to the White House. Well, he did. And here we are.
We'll leave it there. TheDuran.locals.com, everybody. And go to the Duran shop. Use the code GOODDAY. Get 10% off all merchandise. Take care.